Well, folks, you know that the Danny Kyle Open stage has started when this young man, he's still a young man, comes onto the stage. He's our lucky charm. He's somebody that Danny knew and mentored from a wee laddie. It's the only one, one and only, Martin Stephen Jones. Good afternoon to you, Martin.
Good afternoon to you, Auntie Liz. Nice to be back.
Oh, we couldn't have an open stage without you. So I'm thankful that you've come along again to support the open stage.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
Now, you've been quite busy writing, haven't you?
Yes. Last year we were in a project called the Galotians Climate Change COP26 Songwriting Project in Inverclyde. And several Inverclyde songwriters, Lenny Carson, Sheila Mackay-Jones, Graham Allen and myself, were challenged to write three songs in relation to climate change. So you're not going to hear any of those today, unfortunately, but I managed to write three entirely different styles of songs, all about climate change and COP26, something that I never ever thought I'd find myself writing songs about, because I hadn't really given much thought to climate change until the whole project came about, but I must admit I really enjoyed it.
Okay, that was good. Keeps you busy during lockdown as well.
Certainly does, yeah.
Now, can I ask you, what's your first track you want us to play today and a wee bit about it?
This first track is a bit of a vintage track, this one. This was one of the first songs that I ever wrote. And I wrote it, I think, around about 1999 when I was still at school. And it's called Stress-Free Life, which is very appropriate for the times we're living in. Not the happiest of stories in the song, but the actual track comes from an album called The Floor Singer, which was recorded at Irvine. It was actually recorded at Saltcoats, Stevenston, by Harvey Smith. And it was to raise funds for Irvine Folk Club. And I think the album is about 20, 21 years old now. So, and Harvey Smith is playing the fancy guitar bits on the song.
Excellent. Well, we'll play that for you first, folks, and it's a Stress-Free Life. And what would you choose for your second track that you're going to play for us?
This next song is a really different style of song for me. This was written in a local songwriting project called the Broomhill Project with James Grant of Love and Money. And we were all challenged to write a song based on a story from a local person that lived in the area. And I decided to write a song based on a guy called Squid. And the song is called Characters. And it basically tells his story in the song. And the style of the song is quite different because it's probably the funkiest song that I've ever had the pleasure of writing. And it's one of my favourites. So this is called Characters.
Right. Well, that is your second song. Fantastic. Now, your third song. Is it one we know?
Yes, it is indeed one you know. The third song, I was asked, I have a very good friend of mine. I've got several American friends, obviously, but one of my big friends in America on Facebook is a lovely lady by the name of Nina Irwin in Kansas, and she is an artist, a very talented lady. And she asked me a few years ago to sing the original version of Auld Lang Syne. So I learned it and put it on Facebook. And I think it was one of the most viewed videos that I ever put online. So I decided to put it into audio and get it on here. So I hope that, and since it's coming round to Burns Night almost, I thought it would be appropriate to have this song featured.
Excellent. You can never have enough buns.
Exactly.
Right. And sorry to say, your last track, what would you like us to play?
This song is probably my favourite of all of my own songs that I've written. I'm very proud of this song. It was inspired by my great-great-uncles, Pete Martin and Charlie Holbein, who were performers in the music hall and variety scene from the 1930s to the 40s, and then from the 40s right up to the 70s. And this song, I'm trying to very slowly write a musical. I've been doing it for quite a number of years. And this song is basically telling their story. Again, it was written as part of a local songwriting project in Inverclyde back in 2014. And the track features Finlay Napier, who helped to write the song. And it's called The First Beam of Light.
Oh, fantastic. I've heard it, folks, so it's wonderful. Well, once again, Martin, I want to thank you so much for being part of the Danny Kyle Open Stage. As some of our regulars that go to the Danny Kyle Open Stage, it's just not the same if Martin wasn't there.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, look, safe onward journeys. Hopefully you'll get out gigging again in the new normal. And keep us up to date with where you're going to be in that, because folk like to come and see you live. So thank you so much for being with us. Keep up the wonderful music, and we'll catch you along the ways.
Thank you for having me. Been a pleasure.
To drink his worries away. But to his dismay, he comes off worse the next day. He's gotta take care of his children, because he has lost his wife. He's just wishing he could leave it all and live a stress-free life. Because a stress-free life so damn hard, doing all his deeds. He never gets a break, he's always tired every night. He's just wishing he could leave it all and live a stress-free life. He's got too much to do, he's had about all he can take. Gets home from work, finds he's got a bad headache. Sorry to leave his children, but he'll be happy to see his wife. Cause now he's up there with the angels above to live a stress-free life. Because a stress-free life is what he needs. He works so damn hard, doing all his deeds. He never gets a break, he's always tired every night. He's just wishing he could leave it all and live a stress-free life. Because a stress-free life is what he needs. He works so damn hard, doing all his deeds. He never gets a break, he's always tired every night. He's just wishing he could leave it all and live a stress-free life. He's just wishing he could start again and live a stress-free life. Cause now he's up there with the angels above to live a stress-free life.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my Jo, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne. And surely you'll be your pint stoup, and surely I'll be mine, and we'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne. We twa here up with the bridge and pow the gowans fine. But we wander money a weary fit, sin all lang syne. For all lang syne, my jo, for all lang syne, we'll take a couple gangers yet, for all lang syne. We twa hae paid out in the burn, three morning sun till dine. But seas between us braid he roared, sin auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my jo, for auld lang syne, we'll take a couple kindness yet, for auld lang syne. Here's a hand my trusty fear, and gives a hand o' thine, and we'll take a right good worthy walk for auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my jo, for auld lang syne, we'll take a couple kindness yet for auld lang syne. We'll take a couple kindness yet for auld lang syne.
The curtain is rising, it's time for the show. Jokes and songs ready, here we go. You'll be telling your stories with laughter and delight. When the first beam of light shines on your stage tonight, they'll be cheering and clapping at the joy of the sight of the heroes returning to the first beam of light. They'll sing a good chorus, happy faces tonight, feeling excited with the first beam of light. From small beginnings in Govan, at the age of 16, for a few shillings you became Martin and Hobie, moving up to the big leagues you became national stars, filling audience with laughter, you really went far. They'll be cheering and clapping at the joy of the sight of the heroes returning to the first beam of light. They'll sing a good chorus, happy faces tonight, feeling excited with the first beam of light. I wish I could have seen you sing your songs every night, facing the music with the first beam of light. They'll be cheering and clapping at the joy of the sight of the heroes returning to the first beam of light. They'll sing a good chorus, happy faces tonight, feeling excited with the first beam of light. Feeling excited with the first beam of light.